Now, I'm talking here about nouns, about adjectives, about verbs, and to make sure that it is clearly understood. I don't want you to think of what is a noun, person, place, or thing, or whatever, but any word in front of which you can place the article, the, in English, is a noun. So the time, the opportunity, the happiness, these are all nouns. So what you don't have to think of person, place, or thing. And an adjective, any word in front of which you can place am or is an adjective. Possible, is possible. Happy, am happy. And the verb has nothing to do with action or doing verbs or whatever they tell you in school. But any word in front of which you can place to is a verb. To be, to have, to go, to see, these are verbs. If you know how to handle verbs, you know how to handle the language. Everything else is just vocabulary. So here, I'm trying to show you that if and whenever you have a noun or an adjective and it is followed by a verb, then you use the verb with zu. For instance, opportunity in German is Gelegenheit. Gelegenheit. And everything that ends in Heit, which comes from the, which in Anglo-Saxon is Hood. Heit or Keit. It's always die Gelegenheit. Also, all words ending in ung, U-N-G, die Zeitung, is die. So, Gelegenheit means opportunity. I would like to have the opportunity to see it. I would like.
Ich möchte.
Right, that was good.
Ich möchte.
The opportunity, to have the opportunity.
Haben.
No.
No.
Haben comes at the
die,
end. Die.
Die.
Gelegenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, now comes.
Es wait. Zu haben.
No.
No.
No. We have here different clauses, yes? I would like to have
the opportunity.
Ich möchte die Gelegenheit haben. Right. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit haben.
Ah, yes.
And now comes to see it.
Es zu sehen,
right. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit haben, es zu sehen.